USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Hurricane Idalia is hitting Florida's Big Bend region this morning. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has maximum sustained winds well over 100 miles per hour, and that puts it as a class of major hurricane. The center is warning of storm surges and big winds along Florida's Gulf Coast and inland as it heads northeast by about 15 miles an hour. The American Red Cross is busy. More than 1,500 disaster workers are spread across 25 relief operations from coast to coast, helping people impacted by recent wildfires and storms. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
It's going to be down power lines. There's going to be certain hazards. It's going to make it more difficult for our personnel, but we are going to be there and we're going to get the job done.
Today is the two-year anniversary of the disastrous U.S. military evacuation of Afghanistan. The final departure came just hours after the Taliban took control of the country. The confusion created by the U.S. military's sudden departure led to an attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. President Biden calls the operation a success. X, formerly known as Twitter, will allow political ads on its platform for the first time since 2019. Ahead of the 2024 presidential election, the company said in a blog post that it's working to expand the teams to focus on combating manipulation, surfacing inauthentic accounts, and closely monitoring the platform for emerging threats. The new announcement comes after Elon Musk took over last year and cleaned house. Elon provided evidence Twitter's previous leadership worked with Democrat politicians and government agencies to manipulate content on the platform. Alice Cooper is losing a cosmetics deal after calling cases of transgender a fad. Cooper made the comments during a recent interview for Stereo Gum. Vampire Cosmetics canceled the rock star for his comments. USA News.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign, it's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's gotta be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
A new poll shows more Republican primary voters see presidential candidate Donald Trump as electable following his arrest in Georgia.
The new Morning Consult poll found 62% of potential primary voters believe that Trump has the best chance of any Republican of beating President Biden in the general election. That's up from 9% who said the name in a previous poll. The survey was conducted after last week's Republican primary debate and Trump's arrest in Georgia, in which his mugshot was taken and then released. Trump skipped the debate and instead sat down for an interview with ex-Fox News host Tucker Carlson. I'm Mark Mayfield.
It should be noted, Trump calls the allegations by Democrat prosecutors election interference. Even the doctor was shocked when she found what was in one patient's brain.
A neurosurgeon investigating a woman's mystery symptoms in an Australian hospital said she plucked a wriggling worm from the patient's brain. That creature was the larva of an Australian native roundworm, not previously known to be a human parasite. The worms are commonly found in carpet pythons. While the woman had no direct contact with snakes, scientists think that she consumed the eggs from local vegetation or her contaminated hands. I'm Corey Myers.
Delta Airlines says nearly a dozen people had to be hospitalized in Atlanta after a turbulent flight from Italy to Georgia last night with over 150 people on board. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.